Chapter 7. The Truth Revealed. Santa at once found himself again in the cave. He sat up on the big pillow of the abominable snowman. He put his fist on his chin. He thought and thought. Something didn't make sense at all. He took off the glasses, and then he finally understood. These are special glasses. And this is a special cave. But then he heard the sound of the gate and Scrinch's angry voice.
You are wrong. It is true. I am going to stop Christmas, whether you like it or not.
Santa stopped Scrinch. I understand now what's going on. There are no ghosts. The ghosts were nothing but tricks of light and shadows. They got me to put on these virtual reality glasses. You tricked me. I believed in the ghosts of Christmas past, present, and future. But the ghosts were not real. You wanted me to say things that are not true. Giving gifts does not make people sad. People become sad when they don't learn to share, when they forget to be thankful, and when they stop giving. That's when people become sad. Rudolph, Frosty, and my little helpers, they are not in danger. It was all a lie inside a virtual reality world. You can keep me locked up in here forever. I am not going to tell people to stop giving gifts. And as you well know, Christmas cannot be stopped by just locking me up. People are still going to have Christmas. They are still going to give presents to each other even without me. Just then, a furry hand grabbed the gate to the cave and pulled it off. It threw the gate down the side of the mountain. The abominable snowman was back. It peeked in, saw Santa Claus, grabbed him, and took him away, running through the icy mountains. After a very rough ride, Santa was finally released. He looked around and noticed that he was back in Christmastown on the North Pole. Rudolph jumped off the head of the other abominable snowman. Santa's little helpers and reindeer stood all around smiling. Then he saw Frosty the snowman. Frosty slid down a hill with David on his back. David cheered and smiled.
I got your letter, Santa, and I sent one back telling all of your friends where you were. Frosty came and got me. My mom says hello, and I brought you some cookies.
David, thank you. Then they all stopped when they heard the sound of another abominable snowman. It was on top of a mountain. It roared and waved its arms. Scrinch was on its shoulders. Then Scrinch and the abominable snowman went out of sight into the valley on the other side.
Hey, David, Santa said, do you have any extra cookies?
We are going to need a lot when we find those two. Let's give them cookies for their first Christmas present ever.
Santa was ready to tell the people the good news. He stood in front of the camera and said, I am not canceling Christmas after all. We can all have Christmas thanks to a little boy named David. Everyone clapped and cheered. Santa went on. I hope that we all can give with love and be thankful for all that we get.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas!
The end.